So, I mean, you guys are a pretty ideological band. There's a religious and political
Into peace. Totally
into peace. We don't get into politics.
All right? We play wherever people want to hear good music and want to vibe with us. Right. We go Palestinian, right. Jerusalem, yeah, New York.
See, justice for all the righteous.
That's Shmuel and Yehuda, the keyboardist and lead guitarist of Aharit Hayamim, an Israeli jam band from Jerusalem with deep roots in the settlements of the West Bank. We're sitting backstage just minutes before their headlining set on the New York leg of their second North American tour. Shmuel appears to be the leader of the band, a big man with a tremendous beard and an even larger knitted kippah, and a degree of gravitas that seems beyond his years. He and Yehuda wear loose, flowing, hippie-ish robes of a sort you don't often see at New York City concert venues. Their band is popular throughout Israel, but perhaps is best known as the house band of the Hilltop Youth, the young, neo-Hasidic and radically ideological second- and third-generation settlers who set up makeshift outposts deep in the occupied territory.
We're here for to show, like, we
to represent the real vibe of Israel,
yeah,
you know? To
yeah.
tell people don't get into politics. And you know, just be real, man. You know, start believing in all these illusions, you know.
Amen.
People are connected all day long to the internet and televisions. It's all, it's not reality. It's not reality.
Holy, 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 holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy,
holy, hey, Jaja children, live in Zion. Oh, Jaja children, live in Zion. Oh, Jaja children, live in Zion. In the holy, 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 holy,
that's all we gotta say.
After playing venues in California, including the annual Jewlicious Festival for Jewish college students in Long Beach, Aharit Hayamim had linked up with the Orthodox hip-hop label Shemspeed for a March 15th concert at 92Y Tribeca in Manhattan, the downtown youngish version of the 92nd Street Y. They shared a bill with such regulars on the Jewish music scene as Black Orthodox rapper Y-Love and Dove Rosenblatt of Blue Fringe, along with newcomers Ephraim and Shir Yaakov. Matis Yahu, the breakout Orthodox reggae star, made a surprise appearance on stage. Despite their avowed aversion to politics, the group's ideological orientation is apparent to its fans.
My name is Chaya Hirschkopf. I live in Crown Heights in New York. I went to a concert they did on a hilltop called Tekoa Dalit in Israel when I was learning there for a year, and they played and I just loved them right away.
According to the website of the Israeli anti-settlement group Peace Now, the unauthorized outpost Tekoa Dalit was constructed in 2002 on a mix of state land and private Palestinian land. It's 2 kilometers from the settlement of Tekoa, which is itself about 8 kilometers past the Green Line. For Chaya, Aharit Hayamim's ideology is a big part of what she likes about them.
They talk a lot about the earth and the land and how it's ours and the holiness of it and the importance of holding on to it. They talk about Jerusalem and keeping it ours and the connection to Jewish people. They're very settlery, and that's mostly what I like about them.
The band's name, Aharit Hayamim, gives some hint as to their outlook. Although it translates literally as end of days, Shmuel and Yehuda say it's not quite so apocalyptic as it sounds.
It means end of days. It means also the first days.
It doesn't have the
connotation that in English maybe you would say apocalypse or Armageddon, you know, or something. It's through freedom, you know. It's the prophetic days. I will translate it more, you know.
I asked Aharit Hayamim if they considered themselves Hilltop Youth. They offered a typically roundabout explanation.
If you have a beard and a big kippah, you're on the spot. Doesn't matter if you're like Arab, you're not a vote. So I want to tell you something. The Hilltops basically is just like, first of all, it's settlements, right? But the term Hilltops, I think they took kids, like 16 to 18 kids, like probably all over the world, kids that age like have tattoos and earrings and long hair. Are there Hilltops? No. So in Israel, they don't have tattoos and they don't have earrings. They have big payas. And they believe in the land, and they believe in peace, mm-hmm. and believe in music, and redemption. So the whole world is looking at that and saying, that's weird. They don't have tattoos. They don't have earrings. What do they have? Okay, whatever. Right. So they had to make something out of it. Uh-huh. It's regular, beautiful kids of Israel.
Each year, Aharit HaYamim runs a festival called the Aharit HaYamim Festival in Bat Ayin, a settlement in Gush Etzion.
The festival Aharit that we have, it's 9 years already. It's going on.
It's the most high festival in the world, man.
That's Shemua.
They have this big rock festival out in the hilltops, and all these hippie Jews from all around Israel come out for, you know, this basically jam band festival of Israeli jam bands or world music outfits.
And that's Dan Saratsky, a Jewish social entrepreneur, best known as the founder of the pioneering progressive Jewish blog, JewSchool.com.
I don't know, the music or the vibe or the message that's being imparted is one of, you know, opposition to the policies of the state of Israel, opposition to the interests of the secular Israeli public, opposition to making peace with Palestinians. You know, they might argue, oh, we're all about having peace with Arabs. You know, we're happy to have them live in a biblically ruled land of Israel, following the, you know, prescriptions of the Torah as to how a non-Jew lives in service to the Jew in the land of Israel. But any other circumstance is not acceptable because this is the land God gave us. I think that the message about this kind of neo-Zionist or religious Zionist uprising against the state and against secular Jews and against liberal politics in favor of religious nationalism, theocratism, and messianism is really the vibe that they're trying to push.
Saratsky says that Bat Ayin, the home of their annual festival, holds some clues as to the group's ideology.
So they have a festival every year in Bat Ayin, which is a settlement in the West Bank, in a disputed area that was built initially as an illegal outpost, but which has become a very popular settlement among North American expatriates who move there mostly or most often to attend the Bat Ayin Yeshiva, which is a Chava Kuch Yeshiva, you know, Chabad Breslov Kuch Karlbach, where they basically teach, you know, ecstatic Jewish spirituality kind of this very serious track on personal self-refinement. And I actually love the yeshiva there. I visited a number of times. I really like the perspective of the rabbis there, and I really like the vibe of the students there. But, you know, it's all complicated and undermined by the fact that it's in the West Bank and they're using religious Zionist ideals to justify the occupation and justify basically being at war with their neighbors on the hilltop across the Wadi.
Given the group's extreme politics and their affiliation with some of the most radical elements of the settler movement, it's worth asking whether American Jewish artists should think twice about appearing on the same bill as them. Saratsky is conflicted.
I mean, I think that if you consider yourself a progressive and you consider yourself anti-occupation, your message is going to get confused by sharing a bill with Aharit HaYamim. Should people be aware of what, you know, their, you know, ideology is? I think by and large, most people don't get it, are never going to get it, and, you know, it's not going to make a difference. And I think in terms of most Jewish artists, there are so few kind of Jewish events to go around, you know, these days in light of the economic situation, that I don't think anybody's going to exclude themselves from an opportunity to gig and make some money just because they disagree with the political orientation of one of the groups on the bill.
E-Prime, an Orthodox rapper who appeared on the Shemespeed bill with Aharit HaYamim and who performed an anti-war song during his set, had a similar justification for working with Aharit HaYamim.
I'm totally open to it. I'm totally open to appearing on stage with a diverse spectrum of artists, racially, religiously, ethnically, and politically. And really, I consider it a great honor to be able to present my work in front of people who might not necessarily be on the same page as I am. And I also find it a great honor to be able to hear other perspectives.
The organizer of the 92Y Tribeca show, Shemespeed manager Erez Handler, was not available for comment. But Rabbi Yonah Buchstein, the organizer of the Jewlicious Festival, where Aharit Hayamim had appeared a week before the 92Y Tribeca show, said that the fact that the band had played at his festival didn't imply any endorsement of their politics.
Oh, we don't consider, people's political beliefs as a barrier or as a entrance into the festival. It's about the music.
So does the arrival of Aharit Hayamim in North America mean that the purveyors of Jewish music here ascribe to hardline pro-settler viewpoints? Dan Saratsky doesn't think so.
If they're booking them for political reasons, you know, that's one thing. But I think they're just booking them because they were like, oh, an Israeli band is coming to the States. They're really popular in Israel. A lot of people like them. I think they play Bumba Mela and stuff. You know, they're a very popular band, regardless of what their political message is. So just saying we're going to bring a very popular Israeli band to play, I think their priority is showcasing Israeli music as opposed to showcasing settler rock and promoting, you know, the settler movement. I don't think that's why they booked them.
For Beyond the Pale, this is Josh Nathan Kazis.